Welcome, everybody, to this month's episode of the Keep On Rolling podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Josh Swain. I'm the truck tire training manager here.
Today, I'm joined in the studio with a couple different folks. We actually have a guest here from our product management team, and we've got a couple folks from our marketing communications team. So, Chelsea, I'll hand it over to you first to introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Chelsea Ponzo. I am the Truck Tire US and Canada product manager.
Thank you, Chelsea. Allie, I'll hand it over to you next.
Hi, I'm Allie Boker. I am the marketing, communications, and media manager for Truck Tires in the U.S. If you are looking for me in my email, it is under Allison.
And Nate, if you want to bring us home here with the introductions.
Sure. My name's Nate Jakobic. I'm digital marketing manager for Truck Tire here in the U.S. And if you're trying to find me on Microsoft Teams, under Nathan, but I go by Nate. So, please feel free to call me that.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we've got kind of an interesting group here, right? So a little bit of different backgrounds here, but we're all here today to talk about an upcoming promotion that we have coming out during the month of June here for our general RA2 and RD2. So Allie and Nate, do you want to talk to us a little bit about what this promo looks like and what's going on?
Yeah, sure. This whole program started out of our March region ops meeting, where we were trying to figure out different ways to start moving some 19.5s. And the idea of some sort of quick action rebate program came up. And we've never done one of these before on the truck tire side. So it did take a little bit of investigation to figure out, can we do it? Are we able to do it for truck tires? And so just taking the lead of Scott Paul and Alex Vega, decided to look into it and started talking to different folks from the PLT side to see what they're currently doing. And so we were able to figure out, yes, we do have a vendor that's in place right now, and we are able to run something like a little bit similar. So we decided to go for it, and here we are.
Perfect. Yeah, I think the first time I heard you guys talking about this, I was like, man, it sounds kind of like what PLT does, right? And I think most of us have some level of familiarity with that PLT promo where there's some back-end money, kind of set up a similar process and program like that for their side. So definitely sounds interesting that we're getting to try something like this out on our side.
Yeah, I really do think it was pretty interesting just to figure out how the PLT side does it and how the process actually works. And there's a bunch of different ways you can kind of run these things. And the way that we're going to run it is it's quick and easy, and it was actually kind of painless on if you look at the broad scope of things, but just really excited to get it going.
I always like to hear that something's easy to use, especially something that's going to be customer facing here that all of our folks in the field are going to have to explain to their dealers and to their customers too. So you want to tell us a little bit more about what the promotion actually is or what it looks like here? Tell us a little bit about the rules, so to speak, of this or how this whole thing works.
Yeah, so the rebate promotion will be for the RA to RD2 tires. There's going to be a minimum of 2 tires purchase and a maximum of 6 tires purchase per invoice, up to 2 invoices. Each tire will get a $25 rebate added to a card that will be sent back to the customer that submitted the claim.
Oh, cool. So they'll get a gift card in the mail, it sounds like, if they purchase tires on this program, right?
Good thing you brought that up. It's actually going to be an online only rebate. When the customer submits their claim online, all the rebate money, whatever it is, from 2 to 6 tires for that invoice, they're going to get a virtual gift card. I believe it's a MasterCard sent to their email, and there will be no physical card involved. It'll all be online, and it helps make it really smooth and painless for both for the customer and for us.
Cool. So you're not waiting for anything to show up in the mail or anything like that, but
right,
you still get the gift card that you can use the same way you would use any other kind of gift card, right? Just it's going to show up in your email instead of at your door.
Correct. Yeah. You probably won't have to wait as long for the processing through the postage. a lot of times that's one of the big backlogs when you do these rebates is you're waiting for it to come in the mail. It should be a little bit quicker than that. I think the customers will ultimately be pretty happy with how they get their rebates.
Perfect. So if a dealer salesperson is selling these tires, I mean, well, you said that there's a minimum of 2, maximum of 6, right? So it sounds like they're really going to be going after owner operators, RV owners, folks like that. What does the dealer salesperson need to do, or what does the end user who's buying these tires, what do they need to do to actually qualify for this promotion?
Yeah. So basically the dealers just need to spread the word and show them where more information can be found. You'll be able to go to a website, generaltires.com/truck-promo, and you'll find more information there about how to submit a claim and how to track your progress. But really, this is geared towards the end user. So we're talking about either owner operators, individuals, small fleets, like 10 to 20 trucks, definitely the RV segment, like you mentioned. And it's not going to be for the Continental Build accounts, the wholesalers, the distributors, those types. So we're really focusing this tire, trying to target it towards those end users so they can get a little extra money in their pocket.
Perfect. Yeah. So from the dealer side, it sounds simple enough, right? It's really just making sure that if you have an end user owner operator, somebody coming in there just buying a set of tires for their truck, that they can go to this website to log their invoice and log that information, and they can get some money returned back to them, right? So no need to worry about any kind of national account billing, right? Because those guys don't qualify. So it's really just designed for those folks who have a couple of trucks who are going in there to go buy some tires straight from their dealers. So should be a good opportunity, right, for some of the dealer sales guys to go out there and start hammering some of these smaller accounts that might be out there that might not have been a big focus for some 19.5s here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen some competitors do this in the past, and $25 per tire is right in line with some of the similar promotions that we've seen. And I think this should start to help move the needle for those end users and bring more awareness to the 19.5 tires on within the General Tire brand. So anything that our dealers can do to promote this, anything our sales team can do to promote this, the better, the more word that we get spread across the sales network, it's all going to be a huge benefit to us in the end.
And we didn't forget about our dealer salespeople in this situation. We are heavily relying on them to go out and get that sale. Obviously, sales team having you guys go talk to dealer salespeople. But to sweeten it and give our dealer salespeople a little bit of an incentive is during this exact same time frame, so June 3rd until August 31st, any invoice dated in that time that is uploaded to Horsepower and has the RA2, RD2 on it, we will be running double points on those two tires via Horsepower. So we are also incentivizing our dealer salespeople that way to really push this promotion and rebate out there.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I mean, that sounds great for those guys. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the times at some of these dealers, you have counter salespeople who are going to be dealing with these kind of folks who just drive up, or maybe it's somebody getting their RV ready for the season here, pulling up in their shop, right? So now that counter salesperson gets some double horsepower points on these, and the end user gets a great deal on some great performing tires. I'm glad you mentioned the dates though here too. So you said June 3rd through August 31st, right? So that's when the promo starts and when it ends. Is there any additional time available for folks to go in there and submit invoice information to get credit for this promo after the end of August 31st here?
Yeah, we're going to have a 1 month grace period after the fact. So so it gives you a little bit of time to, if you haven't already, get your submission in, and so you can take advantage of that offer. Because, what if you bought this tire at the end of the month in August, didn't have time to actually get it in that day of? This gives them a little bit of leeway so they can still take advantage of the offer.
Cool. They still got to buy the tire between June 3rd and August 31st, right? But they got a little bit more time to get the paperwork side submitted to get credit for that deal. Is the same thing going on with horsepower points, or how's that working for the dealer salespeople?
So for the horsepower points, everything will run fairly typical of how we do every other horsepower submission, is you have to get those invoices submitted within 45 days of the date on the invoice. So those dealer salespeople have a little bit over a month to get the rest of their, get those invoices in if they are dated on August 31st or late in the month of August.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, makes it nice and easy for folks to be able to get these things submitted and be able to get some money or some points here on the backside, as well as those great general RA2, RD2 tires. So you guys have anything else you'd like to talk about the promo before we talk a little bit more about those two tires?
All good on my end.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, hey, in that case, Chelsea, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about the RA2, RD2. I know these are a couple of products you're pretty well versed in, right?
Yeah. So we launched these in the fall of last year, 2023, and we took Continental's over 20-year and 19.5 tire experience and rolled a product that the market used to really love when it was originally introduced in the Continental line down to the General line to give a solid overall product to these smaller customers, you know, end users.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. You talk about, you know, just kidding off, hey, we've been making 19.5s for 20 plus years, right? I mean, we've got a great history in this. We're a name that's really, really well known in this industry, but we really haven't had something in the General line before, right? We've had some Ameristeels, we've had a lot of Continentals, especially Continentals you saw being sold to the OE side, but this is kind of the first of its kind in terms of a general tire that's designed to go for some of these smaller fleets, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is the first General that we've ever had in a 19.5, and it came from a lot of actual requests from dealers in our sales team saying, hey, you know, if we're so big in these 19.5 segments, why don't we actually get to play with the General tire and give our customers that option as well, especially for some of the smaller or for our dealers to move more as a local book. So that's exactly what we did when we brought down these tires out of the Continental line to the RA2, RD2.
Cool. Hey, it sounds like this is a well-aligned promotion then, right? Because we brought this down to the General line here. This is a promo that really hits those local book sales for our dealers here. So it sounds like it's all kind of lining up nicely here.
Yeah, it's also lining up great too, because with it being a promo on the first ever 225/70 R19.5s we've got in the General line, and the first time we've really done a promo like this, I think it kind of lines up, and it's nice that these are all first for us.
Perfect, perfect. So looking back at kind of the history of the RA2, RD2, right, it doesn't have a long history, at least not as that General product, but I think a lot of people are probably going to recognize this as the previous Continental HDR HSR, right?
That is absolutely correct. So we took a product that, when it was originally launched in the market, had a very high perception from the marketplace. It was a very robust product, worked in a lot of different applications. And we decided to take that just because it was such a robust product when it was in the Conti line. And we decided to roll that into the General really focus on that tagline, General Tire Delivers. So that's kind of where the start of this product really came from.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, just looking at the tread design of this tire, I mean, I remember selling it back in the day. It's a really nice middle of the road, right? Where it's got a little bit of that kind of more aggressive looking appearance here for that regional application or on off-road. You know, which is great for these guys who are, you know, having one or two trucks, maybe have a small contracting business, or maybe folks who have some RVs built on that F450, F550 chassis design. I mean, there's a lot of great opportunities for those where they're kind of in that environment where they need something a little bit more aggressive than some of our other products that I think a lot of our folks are well-versed in, like our hybrid line of 19.5s, or maybe even like the new HSR5, HDR5s, right? These are a little bit more aggressive than those. And can be a really good fit for those kind of regional applications and those smaller outfits, it sounds like.
Yeah, they most definitely can. Like the RA2, I mean, I first and foremost want to say it's an all position tire. So if you're not really looking to go fully aggressive, you can definitely mount all the way around with the RA2. It does have traction elements so that it will perform on the drive and not be quite as aggressive, but it's not going to have the same traction as the RD2 if you put it on the drive. But yeah, these products most definitely are made with, you know, a little bit more rounded, different set for these end users of smaller fleets, RVs, landscapers, even your guy who happens to drive one of these 450/550s for pulling his horse trailer or toy hauler, something like that. These are going to be a great fit for those customers.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned about running that RA2 in all corners of the vehicle, right? I mean, if you think about guys who have campers or maybe those folks who are pulling those horse trailers, you know, those tires can sit. So rotating them is really important. And especially when you got a dually pickup truck, like what most of these are going to be run on here, you know, having the same tire on all six tires or all six wheel positions makes your life a lot easier rotating those tires before the season or during the course of routine maintenance. But we've also got that RD2 for those more aggressive examples too, right? Where you have somebody who might be going into some undeveloped areas, right? If you're doing some new construction or maybe somebody who's doing some landscaping, you're going to need to hop a curb every once in a while too.
Exactly. And that's actually a great thing to say with hopping the curb. Just in case everybody is not aware, one of the really awesome things about Continental now is we do really unique curbing tests that all of our 19.5s have to pass so that we make sure that these tires are meant for that type of application as well. And so, you know, we've really designed these to be able to go into that off-road segment, not fully, but to at least be able to handle it some.
Yeah, I mean, off-road segment, and then also, too, for curbing, you know, if you think about people who don't drive these vehicles all that often, right, I don't think many people have an RV as their primary mode of transportation, right? So having a little bit of extra security and a little bit of extra certainty, you know, driving that thing around and maybe rubbing up against a curb every now and again is another nice thing to keep in mind for those types of customers.
Exactly. So one of the other things that I'll say about the RD2 is, you know, I hit on how the RA2 is all position. And, you know, this question always comes up. It comes in my inbox on and off. A customer comes to you and says, hey, I want to run this RD2 all the way around because of where I run it. I want that extra traction when I'm in four-wheel drive. And that is most definitely an option. So we will not say that the tires are not meant for that. However, we will always say that they are not going to ride as nice as the RA2 in a steer position. So if you have a customer that really is engaging the four-wheel drive on these vehicles and they want that open shoulder, it is an option. But please always, you know, let them know that the RA2 is the most preferred. But these 19.5s have great flexibility, and that's kind of the best part about them.
Kind of interesting. You start thinking about it, you're like, well, how often do you really spend in four-wheel drive, right? Well, hey, I'm in four-wheel drive about 80% of the time. And I remember this guy telling me that. I was like, man, what on earth are you doing? And he said, well, I'm a maintenance technician, but I go out and work on heavy equipment that's broke down in the field. So for him, he'll go out and spend an entire weekend on a, in a construction site driving a service truck around. I think it was an F450 at the time that had a big service body on the back. So he spent the majority of his time in four-wheel drive, right? Where that's where that off-road capability was the most important thing for him, right? So hitting on that flexibility point, right? There's lots of good options for these. Lots of different types of vehicles can run these, and lots of different vehicles get upfitted for different types of tasks that could be a great fit for either the RA2 or RD2 here.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, these are especially, like we said, they're going to be great for, you know, single owner operators, anybody in these smaller segments, RVs, it'll be a great replacement on that. These tires are still designed to handle highway speeds great. So, I mean, they keep that, I believe it's 87 miles per hour max speed rating. So they're definitely meant for, you know, if you're that RV guy and you're running from, you know, home to 300 miles away to that campground, you feel comfortable. But when you get into that campground's gravel road, you're still going to have that tire to deliver. All the way to the landscaper staying around town, you know, it'll perform in any application that you really need it to perform in. And that's really what's going to make it great for these smaller fleets and owner operators.
Perfect. So speaking about those smaller fleets and owner operators, I mean, we've given quite a few examples of the types of fleets are out there, but I think it's kind of interesting when we start to go, if we want to start listing out some of these different types of companies who might be running these or different types of customers who would be running these 19.5s and also qualify for this promo. You know, I know we mentioned RVs, right? That's a big one. There's quite a few different types of RVs that could run this size that would be great fits for them, right? Especially folks who have, just one of these that's maxing out that six tire quantity that was available for this promo. You've got folks like landscapers too, landscaping vehicles that are hauling, maybe a gooseneck trailer or hauling like a big enclosed trailer with lawnmowers and all that kind of stuff in them. Those guys are usually, unless you're talking about a bigger company, right? You've got a lot of those single operators who are out there who might have one or two trucks. That would be a great fit for some of these kind of promos. So anybody else want to hit on a few others here? I mean, we could go on and on and on, so I won't make us go too long here, but any other types of customers you would like to call out for this tire?
I mean, I think just keep it in mind that this is everything from the guy who drives the F450, F550 home to support his racing or camping, all the way to, you know, a guy who works as the mechanic or the service tech for a construction company and everywhere in between.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got those, you got tons of subcontractors. I mean, folks who might own a small electrical business, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're going to be running one of these trucks with a service body on them. You know, you really got tons and tons of options. I mean, subcontracting in general, I would say, is going to be a great fit for these General Tires. You get so many different options and so many different folks who have these smaller operations that could really run these and would really benefit too from the versatility of a tire that's designed for that regional and a little bit on off-road, especially in the construction trade. So you've really got a long, long list of options to be able to go out there and look for. You know, and there might be some companies and some customers who, you know, maybe you got some bigger contracting companies who might know of some guys who sub for them, right? There's some good ways you could try to go in and start exploring some of those areas. You know, and I love that Chelsea brought up, you know, hauling a horse trailer or a race car trailer or something like that, or even one of those big campers, right? A lot of times our fleet owners are folks who might qualify for something like that too, right? You know, there's a ton of these folks are out there, a ton of these vehicles. It's a great market to get into, but sometimes it does require a little bit of different thinking than what we might go into, you know, trying to approach a standard class 8 fleet with, right? But there's a ton of opportunity that's out there for these.
That's a really good point, Josh. You know, as a digital marketing manager, I manage our inbox for all of our inquiries that come to through our website. And, you know, I've received, you know, a handful of different inquiries talking about their service vehicles or their specifically their ambulances, talking about how they need something that's good on the road, which they're really excited about, like Conti for. They love the Conti tires, but they wanted something that can handle going a little bit off-road because they're often traveling into rural areas where they don't always have options to drive, you know, on the roads. They have to go off-road to get to these different sites. And so they're wondering about different tire options that are available to them. And it sounds like, from what Chelsea was saying, the RA2, the RD2 would be a great option for them as well.
Yeah, Nate, that's actually a great point that Josh and I haven't hit on yet, is ambulances or emergency response vehicles. If you've got a local volunteer fire department or anything like that, this could also be a great tire to approach them with as well.
Yeah, this could be a great option to get into some of those kind of areas that, you know, you might not have been successful with in the past with programs. Or a government bid or something like that. I mean, this could be a really great way to reach out to some of those more rural areas, right? You know, I mean, I like talking about rural fire departments. And, you know, as somebody who lives up a pretty long gravel road, I'm glad to hear that they're looking for tires that can get to my house. But, you know, I also think about, too, I've got a lot of neighbors out where I live who are in farming, right? And there's a lot of farmers who run these kind of trucks as well, right? So folks who might be, you know, buying some Class 8 trucks and buying some 11R 22 or 24 fives for some of their grain trucks or things like that. They probably also have a couple of these F450s, F550s, or 4500 or 5500 trucks lying around their farm who could also be a great fit for these too. So got a lot of options, right? Whether you're in the city or way out in the country, you know, there's more and more and more of these trucks that are out there. We get to see that firsthand, right? With you know, all the tires we sell them on the OE side, but this really gives us a great way to go out and hit on those replacement customers and get some of these generals into some of those areas that, you know, where people might not have thought about using them in the past.
And we definitely have the market opportunity to go after them. Grant from our market intel team went ahead and pulled some numbers for us, and owner operator fleet size of one or two, where you're looking at over 500,000 vehicles in operation for someone running a 22.5, 70R, 19.5. And then the same thing with RV motorhomes. There's over 170,000 vehicles in operation that run these tires. So the market's definitely there.
Yeah, definitely, Allie, because I think it's roughly around 750,000 of these units have grown, or these trucks have grown in the last 5 years. So it is definitely a wealth of opportunity for us here with this product.
Yeah, I mean, one of the coolest things about this product and now also this promo is that this is something that you can go talk to your dealer sales reps about or your counter salespeople about at your dealer locations and say, hey, there's this huge market that's out there. We've got an awesome promotion going on right now that can get the end users some money. It helps make that sale a little bit easier. And it also includes some horsepower points They can go to the dealer side as well. So hopefully everybody's got a really good story to be able to go out there and start talking to your dealers about this, maybe talking to some end users about too. But there's definitely the opportunity exists, and hopefully this is going to be a good tool for folks to be able to go out there and really get some of these generals out to some of these fleets. But speaking of tools to be able to go out there and sell, I mean, what all is going to be out there? I mean, we're recording this podcast a little bit early, but it's going to be launched a little bit before the promo actually goes live. But aside from listening to everybody talk about these tires and the promo here, are there any other tools or maybe some print materials that are going to be out there and available for our field sales team to use and be able to take to some of their customers?
For sure. So we'll do this in a little bit of a rolling rollout, for lack of a better word there, and, you know, keeping with our Rolling On podcast. So for our sales team, we will have the rebate information for you guys to access in various places. We will have it on CVT Resources under Microsoft Teams. Scott Paul is actually going to send out an email with the information on here. This Rolling On podcast will keep on rolling. I don't know why I decided to change your name. Sorry, Josh. Keep on Rolling podcast will be available, obviously. And then we'll also have a one-sheeter with all the rebate information on it for the sales team to reference. Now, that one-sheeter for the sales team, please keep that internal. It has some of the market intelligence stuff on there, and we definitely don't want to get that out into our dealer salespeople. You'll also have the monthly newscast will reference this, as well as some updates at the mid-year region meetings coming up here in June. And then if all else fails for you guys, contact me or Nate. Now, remember, you'll want to email Allison Boker and Nathan Jakovic, and not Nate and Allie, since they don't exist in Microsoft Teams at the moment. But we're happy to talk to you guys and give you as much information as you need. Now, for you guys to take out into the field, we will have an updated general tire RA2 and RD2 sell sheet that has both tires in one place. That is on the dealer marketing suite. We'll also have a sell sheet that you can give to your dealer salespeople so that they can reference this. There's Conti Academy refreshing training that Josh will be sending out as well, and some updates and promotion of this on the Conti Tire Drive app and Conti Link.
I'll touch a little bit on the Conti Academy training side of it too here. So we currently have a RA2, RD2 course that's available for internal learners to go take in Conti Academy. We've also got one on the customer portal as well. So it's the same kind of module, same kind of content. We just take out competitor information, a couple other things. But we're going to be going into there, and starting in June, we're going to add a promo available banner. So customers will be able to go in there and see that when they log into Conti Academy. We'll also include some of the literature that that Allie's been talking about. So you might get some folks asking about it from there as well. And we'll put all this information inside the internal Conti Academy module too. So in case you want to go in there and reference any of the content we've talked about in here, it'll be available in there as well.
And then for our dealer targeted assets, like I said, they'll have a sell sheet that they can download or print out from the dealer marketing suite. We also resize that sell sheet into a poster that they are happy to, that we're happy to have them hang behind their counters or in their shops to promote this as well. Josh touched on the Conti Academy side of things, and then we'll do a push out, or it'll be on Conti Tire Drive app as well for our dealers who access that. And then, like I had talked about, that horsepower promotion to just sweeten the deal and give our dealer salespeople a little bit of incentive on this as well. If we're looking at end users, so we will actually be doing some targeted digital ads and targeted LinkedIn ads as well to go after new customers and help you guys kind of aid in those sales. We are also going to have print ads in our June issue of Fleet Maintenance and in the June 6th issue of Transport Topics. Now, we might expand that a little bit more later in the summer to give one last push, but right now that's what we have planned.
We are going to be running some an RV campaign. Well, it's currently running, and the RA2, RD2 are is actually part of that campaign. So these different tires that we have available for RVs and motorhomes, they'll be rotating on a whatever basis. They're, you know, it's looking at different website users and different audiences to determine which tire to show. So this asset group of RA2s and RD2s will be rotating through, and it will also be, you know, it should be shown to the public within the the next few weeks to a couple months.
Well, when this is shared on LinkedIn, can we share that on our personal social media pages to bring additional awareness to end users on this topic?
Yeah, definitely. We will be posting this. First of all, we will be advertising on LinkedIn to promote this rebate, but we'll also have several organic posts, which will be shareable by all Continental employees. They can share it with whoever they want. So just keep an eye out for those.
Awesome. Thanks, Nate.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of information out there here, lots of different ways for people to hear about this. But, you know, with this being the tire industry, we all know, you know, tire business is people business. So the more we can talk about this, the more we can share this around with our customers, the better too. But definitely lots and lots of good tools to be able to use to help push this promotion, to help the sale of these general RA2 and RD2s out into the market as well. Well, guys, I tell you what, I think we've kind of hit a good point here to start to wrap things up here. So I will open the floor for any closing thoughts you guys have about these tires or about this promo coming up.
Yeah, Josh, I would just say that if anybody has any questions or would like some more information on this, by the time this podcast gets launched, I hope we have this webpage ready, but the page will be generaltire.com/truck-promo. And that's going to give you all the details you need about this rebate promotion, a little more about the tire, and how to submit a claim. So if you can direct all potential customers there, they should find what they need.
Perfect. Yeah, and we'll take that link and we'll put it in the email out that we send to the field with this podcast being launched here. So we'll try to promote that wherever we can too.
So from my side, it's just a reminder that this is going to be a versatile product for us. So, you know, it's definitely going to be the one to go after these end users and to really try it out with them and give them a great opportunity to really see what Continental has for experience in 19.5 with a product that's got this awesome promotion running with it as well.
Perfect. Well, on that note, I mean, hey, it's a great opportunity to get some folks who might not have been running our 19.5s in the past to get them trying them here. It's a great deal. It's a great opportunity to get started with this. So be sure to talk to your dealer salespeople about it and be sure to talk to some of your end users about this promo. Let's get this out into the field here. And any questions, I can personally vouch. I've worked with all three of these folks for a little bit of time now. They're all three great folks to reach out to if you have any questions, whether it's about the product or about the promotion that we're running here as well. But until next time, guys, keep on rolling.